Would you say that having, you know, you mentioned Isidro Lopez and Glenn Miller, having those influences really help La Onda, Chicano music, the brass bands pick up their game to not just perform, but to like perfect it? I mean, just come out with a boom. Because I always, my memories of listening to your music and all the orquestas is the boom that you felt when you turned it on.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Like, we actually did one song that we incorporated that, the Tonight Show introduction.
Right.
It starts like that, and then it goes into the polka.
Right.
You know, but that was the concept. Come in, guns blazing on your intro. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's not, that's jazz.
Yep.
But, you know, we were just doing it, you know, because we liked it.
Right.
You know, if he had told us, read that, we wouldn't have been able to, you know, or write it out, you know, at the time. We were doing everything by ear, and then it developed into actual music scores, you know. It was all, when I listened to, like I said earlier, I never listened to my music because in the process of recording it, you listen to it so much that, and the demos and the go back until you got it right. And then once you record it, you listen to it again. And then, I mean, it goes years before I listen to something
right.
again, you know. But when I listened to the Latineers, I can't believe it, man. The energy we had.
Right.
The excitement, you know. And even the tempos were a little too fast, you know.
Right.
That young energy. But and then we had one, Echale Cinco al Piano.
Right.
Which is a 2-4 polka. Mm-hmm. And the timing is impeccable, and I freak out, you know, because we're not trained musicians.
Right.
We learn our singing in the cotton fields.
Right, you know.
And it goes from 2-4 to a funk 4-4 beat, and then right back without missing a 30-second, you know.
Right.
Do the dog. And we go into the dog. And then right back to it. And we just did it all from feel.
Right.
Out of feel.